TMA Live is taped before a live studio audience. Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, and arriving later, producer Joe Pelosi, live from the Post Bar and Grill in Creve Coeur, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, I assume it's 7:05 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and this is TMA Live at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's unbelievable.
Let's hear it for us.
Quite a crowd here.
Let's hear it for ketchup.
I like that.
Yeah, that always works.
We have quite a program lined up here as we are at the Post Sports Bar and Grill in Creve Coeur at 763 Old Ballast Road. It's TMA Live in front of a live studio audience, and it's star-studded already. Already, Big Al is here making his way toward the front violently with like a violent Wayne Gretzky jersey.
He's like reorganizing things already.
And a nice big cross chain, Doug.
It
like
looks
that.
Like he's loaded for bear.
Yep. So he's here. Mike Lee is here with a yellow Bruce Lee outfit and red shoes. I like that. You don't see that combo as much as you'd like.
Looks like that would be comfortable pajamas.
And he's got his cake.
And he has his cake. He is looking forward to Inside STL News Team reporter Hannah Ray being here. Of course, the Plow Wing is here. Plow Wing, hello again, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
Hello, Plow.
Just super high.
Yeah.
Well, can't be serious.
Really? I tried to hide it, but you were outside talking, and
well,
I
don't care.
I got out of Big Al's car, so I think that was a dead giveaway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You went in Big Al's car and had a little something.
We call that a session, Doug.
A session.
Yes.
I wonder what you call that. You had yourself a session as soon as you got here.
Yeah, I actually had to park across the street because
and that
packed.
Was so stressful. You had to take the edge off somehow.
Did you park over at 101? It's right across the street.
Oh, I had no idea where 101 is located.
Yeah, right across the street.
Let's be honest. Every day for you is one big session.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So the Plow Wing's at a good place. Of course, Iggy is here. Iggy is, I don't know what he's doing over there, but I see he's texting actively. You never know if he's setting up an audio postcard.
Oh, there he is.
Of course, the Sea Monster, the great Danny Packer is here wearing his Blues jersey, Blues and Wingy Wingy tonight. And Mike Lee is now passing out cake, Doug.
Mike, maybe pass it to the other folks that are here right now. We have to kind of talk a little bit. I'd love to have a piece.
Okay, he just told you to get fat. That's what he said to you.
All right.
Plow Wing, why don't you give Mike the microphone? I know you're probably hungry, but there you go.
You can't get fat.
All right.
Hey. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, knock it off.
Ignore him.
I want to know where Hannah is.
All right.
She will be out here within the hour, sir.
That's my girl.
It isn't your girl.
shut up.
Okay.
Come back.
And there's Mike.
We're off to a bad start with Mike.
So also appearing here this evening as the Gateway Buick GMC Studios are on the road at the Post Sports Bar and Grill in Creve Coeur, the wonderful producer Joe will make a glorious return to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, you excited to see producer Joe?
Well, sure. It's been a while.
Yeah. That was stone cold. Let's hear for producer Joe.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard a response.
I've never
heard a response. Like, and then also, in something that is stunning news, Timberfake's girl, Toni Lee, is making an appearance here tonight the program.
For what purpose?
I believe she is now a free agent, and might be turning her lonely heart back to Timberfake.
You can't
be serious. Wow, wow, wow.
And this is where it's going to happen again.
It's where it's going to happen.
Well, tonight. That'll be emotional for all of us.
So that's going to happen this evening.
Is he
going
to be here?
I don't believe he's available, which is really kind of just
incarceration?
Odd. Yeah.
I think, you know what? I saw him in Chicago.
Oh, it's your town.
Yeah. I saw him, on Twitter or Chicago or Facebook one, where he was live Facebooking him outside Wrigley Field. He's there for the parties.
Corey Kluber autographs.
Well, I don't
think
he's getting into the stadium, but he's just going
to
be there for the party.
I think that was for you.
Mike, feel free to interrupt the show at any time tonight while you're here.
I'm not a big cake guy. Plowhawk, have you had any of the cake? It's Mike's birthday cake.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Is it really?
Yep. A nice perfect blend of frosting and cake.
Those are enormous pieces that are being doled out.
I'm not really a big cake guy, but thank you.
Mike, you're very generous.
He's not listening.
I understand that. Here comes the plow wing making his way down the table. Maybe Iggy will get one.
Hi, Iggy.
Melissa Marr is here, too. How about this, Doug?
Hello, Marmar Binks.
The whole canine posse is here. Sack is here, our old board operator.
Oh,
the
yeah,
wonderful
Zach
Sack
Green,
is here.
Hello, Zach.
Cletus is here.
Hello,
Cletus. It's a whole thing as we do TMA Live, and it's great to be at the
Is Timmy the Tickler here?
Oh, wow.
No, he's not. That's a good thing.
I don't see the Tickler.
Tony the Plow Doe.
Tony the Plow Doe, I don't believe he is here.
There's Dave Jackson.
Dave the Pipe Layer is here. He's been training Timber Fake. So that's what we have for you over the course of the next couple of hours. And then that leads into, Doug, a show I know you enjoy, which is Swope's Picks.
I don't care for the program much.
Swope's Picks is airing at 9 o'clock today. Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
It's a pretty good show.
It is a good. Like if he asked you to be on there, you wouldn't go?
Oh, I probably would. It doesn't mean I'd enjoy it. Kind of like this show.
Wait.
You can be on it without really enjoying it.
He seems like a delightful guy.
He's a shutter spook.
I was on with him, and he's smart. I'm just telling you. Maybe too smart for you.
Heaven's thanks. No.
So we have that today here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After as we broadcast from the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's in Creve Coeur.
There he is now, right on cue.
Buck Swope, everybody. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of Swope's Picks.
Swope.
And Doug, he's got a camera.
Of course he's got it. He's a shutter spook, and he's already snapping off pictures.
Of you. So we have Producer Joe, we have Tony Lee, and, of course, the Plow Wing, Mike Lee, Hannah, Gainsey. The whole crew will be here as we do the show live. We welcome those of you in attendance to be active in a few different segments. We have TMA Trivia. I don't know how many of you are historians of the show, but we are giving away two very good tickets to the Blues and Avalanche on November 6th for those of you who would like to play TMA Trivia. And these questions are pretty damn good. They're not easy. Like, I don't think we would all know them.
Who put them together?
Who put those together?
I hope.
Anna Marie put them together? How about that? My own wife, Doug.
Well, she pays too much attention to the show, then.
She does. She's the show historian? Maybe she should do Anna Marie's picks leading into Swope's picks. It would not be any of the porn star interviews, I can assure you of that.
Probably not. No.
And then also we have Name That Packer with the Plowhawk. The Post in Maplewood is the home for the Packers. Creve Coeur is the Panthers. And the prize is a pizza and a cheesesteak at the Post, plus the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And, of course, we will be talking it over with Tony Lee and Producer Joe. If you're in here and you want to communicate with the show, though, you can text from inside the building. It always creeps Doug out, especially
a little bit, yeah,
when the texts are coming from inside the room. The phone number is 855-CUB-TALK, 855-CUB-TALK. And a gentleman, I believe, is sending them in right now as we speak, Doug.
Well, he was giving me that eyeball thing where he's watching me.
He was giving you the sign that he sees you and he likes what he sees.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yep, that's it.
A thumbs up.
Now, are these the people that they couldn't fit into the bigger room, or are these our people here?
These are our people.
All right.
And
thank you all
I started receiving messages, and whoever was sending me messages, thank you, like early in the day, like at 4:30, saying just to let you know, we're in a smaller room, and so people might get here and be a little disappointed because they can't get in the room. But Doug,
looks like we got everybody in here.
We have the great Americans here. Mike's passing out cake.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So here's something that is a fun fact for no one tell, and I've seen coverage of it, and I've seen the St. Louis coverage. But 5 years ago tonight, sir. 5 years ago tonight, sir. Oh, yes. 5 years ago tonight, sir.
Is that game six?
Yes.
It was. Boy, I know right where I was. Parking lot in right field. Didn't see any of it. I was watching TV that was about 10-15 seconds behind the real action. So I'd hear a huge roar of the crowd and say, what? Not know. But lady journalism throws tricks at us sometimes, and that was
certainly
one of those
times. But it was worth it, wasn't it? Because I saw the ratings that night you guys got.
People actually turned off the World Series game to see our coverage from me in the parking lot. They did bet by the hundreds of thousands, Tim. It was a very successful
night. What were you reporting when that was going on?
Boy, they got a good ball game going on tonight. Somebody's really big for the Cardinals, but I'm not quite sure who it might be.
According to our producer, it was very exciting, and he put together these highlights.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't even do that because the game wasn't over. We talked about the next day's pitching, that sort of thing.
Very important.
Yeah. Well, you do what you can.
The cat, where were you?
Where was I?
For game six of the 2011 World Series.
I was, they put you They put when it's time to get ready to go down on the field to do post-game interviews, they let us go out with, like, the networks because they know we're doing a post-game show and we are formerly rights holders at that point because it's not really our game.
Yeah.
But they let us line up. But the big lie is that once you're in that line, you can't see the game.
So you couldn't see it?
No. Well, I mean, a lot of people that are reporting on it are in Doug's position where they go on the field, do interviews, and they might not have seen the last inning. So I went behind the seats. Do you know where that kind of splits?
Yeah.
And so I was able to stand and watch, and then one of my producers held the spot. So I was able to watch the whole thing unfold. And I honestly wanted to see fans' reaction as this thing unfolded because it was unbelievable.
Do we want to relive the audio from that night, guys?
Doug does.
Doug does.
Wait, but sure.
All right, here it is.
All right, hit the lever plug.
You know, now that we're aware of it, what stands out to me, I mean, obviously we've heard these calls, and actually I think my favorite call of the whole thing is after the Berkman hit, they just won't go away.
Yeah.
But now that we know what was going on with Joe, you can tell his voice is different, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like he's straining on the freeze Nelson Cruz.
It was
Cruz.
A little raspy, a little choppy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when he was going through his thing
yes,
with the
exactly.
throat.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I guess
but still, I mean, incredible call to finish it, of course, but they just won't go away.
It's unbelievable.
I love that. Yeah.
The home run to win game six, is that the biggest hit in Cardinal history?
I for whatever reason, I don't know for whatever reason, I think it's understandable. For whatever reason, I'm more partial to what took place in the ninth inning. Don't get me wrong. It's like ranking your kids. Of course, I can't speak to that.
No, I could do that really.
You can do that right now. John Vaughn's in third. I know that.
Well, I'm not going to announce the order
here. I thought you were going to do it.
Proper. No, but go ahead.
The reason being is that they were dead in the water.
Yes.
So
and you're just waiting for how it's going to end.
And as it happened, I remember thinking, this is really happening. And you could feel like the crowd was almost in disbelief. And, you know, once you get to the home run by Freeze, people thought, all right, there's a chance we're going to win this. We probably will. But when Freeze ties it, I didn't think anyone really felt like that was about to happen.
And we discussed it, I believe, the next morning. But it certainly is the case in many ballparks, and I would guess, and I'm arbitrarily throwing this number out, more than 50% of ballparks, that would have been a home run, and it would have ended it.
Yeah.
I think the game gained greater lore by what took place in the top of the 10th, the bottom of the 10th, and then the bottom of the 11th. It would have been, don't get me wrong, it would have been huge, but the fact that it carried on, the Cardinals were down to their last strike again, and then Freeze hit the home run after Berkman tied it in the 10th, adds to just how crazy that thing was. It was a 4-4 game. I was reading, there's a great article in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and they talked to a bunch of the players from the Rangers side. And by players, I'm talking about everything from equipment guys to Ron Washington to Darren Oliver to Nelson Cruz. And it's fascinating to get their perspective. And there's some of it that's really critical the way Washington managed that game.
Yeah.
I remember watching that World Series and thinking to myself, for the first time, from the Cardinal perspective anyway, I can tell there is a tangible gap to the Cardinals' favor on the managerial element. I think Michael Young, remember him, retired with the Dodgers, but was the Rangers' first baseman, had some errors in that game, actually, which is why he believes Washington pitch hit for him, which was key. But he said had that game been, had it the series, they had home field advantage, would have worked to their advantage because of, you know, the strategy of the National League wasn't something Washington was up to. He had been an American League guy with the A's, then went to the, you know, as a third base coach, I believe. I think he was a third base coach. I think he's back there, actually. And now, you know, with the Rangers, and he just was getting outmanaged. And one of the things that they were really critical of is, A, Darren Oliver, if you remember that, starting the inning. People were like, what in the hell is that? And then B, he pinch hit for Scott Feldman, who gave up the home run or the base hit to Berkman. And then they didn't have anybody left. It was kind of like if you had the dregs of the Cardinal bullpen left, that's what he did. And so their broadcaster said, as soon as Wash pinch hit for Feldman, which I thought was a horrible mistake for the time, it showed a lack of knowledge of how you play in the NL. What he should have done was just eaten the out. As soon as Feldman was pinch hit for, I didn't have that much confidence at that point. And Washington finishes off by saying, it's always going to be hard because you had a chance to win a World Series. You don't get that opportunity often. We had it. We didn't win it, and that's the one thing that screws with me. We brought life back into the community, and they supported us. That's going to haunt me because I don't know when or if I'll get to another World Series. Ron Washington.
Right.
Well, if, as you say, that triple would have been out of 50% of the other ballparks, probably about 90% of the other right fielders would have made the catch.
Yeah.
And he is apparently on the record. I don't remember where I read this, but he had said that he actually moved a step in because he wanted to sort of be closer to where the celebrating was going to happen.
Really bad move.
That. Yeah, really, really, really bad.
Well, he says, and he's quoted in this article, he said regarding the ninth inning and his play on that ball, which, of course, is criticized. As soon as he hits it, I thought, I've got it, I've got it. It just kept going. I did what I was supposed to do. Maybe we were supposed to be playing closer to the wall, play no doubles. Watching it like I did, it was close to being a home run. It was a line drive. He crushed it. Pujols told me a few years ago, people talk about it, but it was a line drive. I thought it was an easy out, but the ball just kept going. The only different thing we could do about it was play no doubles. That's the only way I could have caught it. And so that, we're really getting inside baseball here, but the fact that they didn't play no doubles in the ninth, if you remember, and I don't know if you guys were watching it, and I don't know if you've gone back and watched it, but just before Berkman gets the hit, McCarver is all over the Rangers' defensive alignment, and he goes, they're in no doubles defense. So if Berkman gets a hit, this game is tied because there's no way that, I believe it was Hamilton in center, I think, could catch John Jay coming home. Yeah. So they went to a no doubles after what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Well, there's no reason at all not to be there in the ninth because a single doesn't hurt you that bad. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. If the ball doesn't hit as hard as it did and then roll, you know, yeah, a third of the way back to the infield, I'm not sure that they're able to score. They probably would have. Who are the base runners? It was Pujols and Berkman?
Berkman scored. That's what he just said on the call. I remember it all from my spot in right field.
You were behind the ballpark.
I was posted up right next to a Buick. Yeah, it was a very special moment for me.
The ball was crushed. I give him that, but that ball was from a defensive standpoint misplaced.
Yes.
There's just no getting around that. You can point the finger wherever you want. That ball was misplaced.
Right. Right.
One of my favorite things about that is to see all the YouTube videos of people took some sitting in the stand, some at home, and the reactions they had when that happened. How they just went absolutely nuts. Those are really some great videos.
Is there a video of you by chance as it happens?
Yeah, I was probably on at the time talking about tomorrow's starting pitcher, and boy, the weather has certainly held out nicely, and that sort of thing. I didn't really break down the game. That would have been something anyone else could have done, Tim. My purpose at that point from the parking lot was just to talk about this. It was to literally draw attention away from the game.
Were you watching the game in the truck with a delay?
Mm-hmm.
So you heard the crowd go nuts, and you thought to yourself, this is the worst place I could possibly be right now.
Pretty much, yeah. And then I would have to go on TV and tell people what had happened when everybody knew more what had happened than I did.
What did you say? Something about a hit and David Freeze. Back to you.
A heck of a ball game. Boy, that Freeze had a wide base.
Now, I don't even remember this, but Darren Oliver certainly does, former Cardinal. And for whatever reason, he was out there in 2011. He said, we will always think about it. That's the way sports is. It's crazy. It's unfortunate. People also forget about the rainout that pushed Game 6 back a day that allowed the Cardinals to bring Carpenter back in Game 7. I still don't know what happened with that. Normally, you don't call a game that quickly. Carpenter doesn't get a chance to shut us down without that delay. So he's inferring conspiracy.
Yeah.
And I just got, you saw what Major League Baseball did within the last 48 hours. They knew that the forecast was bad in Cleveland, so they moved the game up. I mean, that's what they have to do with World Series games.
They don't want to get into one of these games that's
like 2008 in Philadelphia and
like
Tampa.
Or a game that's in the seventh inning and it's 5-0 and people want to call it.
But you're not allowed to call World Series games anymore. Yeah. They have to play a full nine.
Yeah, and nor do they want to sit through a 3-hour rain delay or a 5-hour rain delay. They don't want anything to do with that.
So he's implying that Major League Baseball wanted the Cardinals to win.
I don't know what implying. He's certainly implying that the rain delay was a benefit of the Cardinals. And he's not thinking, I mean, a rain delay is a rain delay, but he's saying, I don't know what happened with that. Like, why did they call the thing? So I guess before game six, it was supposed to rain. It didn't wind up raining.
Yeah.
So that was the whole
thing. I'm sure I discussed that in the parking lot, Tim. I just don't recall it now. I've had some head injuries. That was probably the lead.
That you had a hand it.
You know, we're only here because the game the night before got rained out, and I would have, I'm sure, hit that point pretty hard, trying to draw attention away from the game that was being played.
One of the equipment managers of the Rangers said, we told them in St. Louis they could keep the champagne. There are people in third world countries who must have thought the Rangers in 2010 and 2011 were the greatest team in baseball because they got shirts 2 years in a row.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's a nice thing to do with the shirts. Yeah. That happens every year in every sport, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about that moment, I think if that happens, and I'd be curious, you know, as history goes on and the people, you know, do the rankings of best games, best World Series games, most famous moments in baseball history, I'm curious how that one will stand. Like the Carlton Fisk one, you know, seems to be at the mountaintop. I also think in part, the entire country, I assume, I don't think I was alive when that happened, there wasn't cable. So everybody's probably watching it. Therefore, everybody's talking about it, and it feels like it had a bigger significance. Luis Gonzalez in 2001, but I don't feel like that because it wasn't a home run. It was just kind of a little flare.
Yeah, a little broken battle.
The 91 World Series was awesome, but that was a walk. I think they walked in the run.
There's a Joe Carter home run into the
World
Series.
Yes, that one would be there, certainly. But I'm
curious. Mazeroski in 1960, but that was on TV.
But if it were the Red Sox, if it were the Yankees, if it were the Dodgers, if it were the Giants, I don't know. If it were the Cubs, absolutely. Yep. But because it was the Cardinals and Rangers, I don't know if it will stand. But to me, as somebody who's been nerding out on baseball my entire life, I mean, that thing was as good as it gets. It really was.
You heard that story about how the Mazeroski home run is still available to watch today? You know, it was 1960, Pirates and the Yankees, seventh game of the World Series. Bing Crosby owned a piece of the Pirates, and he was on vacation in Europe when the games were being played, and he was so nervous about it, he didn't want to know what had happened, but he wanted to see the games. So because he was obviously very wealthy, he hired a film crew to come in and film his television set. They really had no other way to record the game. They didn't have videotape back then. So he had somebody, one of his Hollywood pals, film his TV set with the sound up and shot the whole thing. So when Bing came back from vacation, he could watch it. And as it turned out, they took those cans of film and put it somewhere in Bing Crosby's mansion. And then 30-some-odd years later, cleaning out one of his old homes, they found these canisters of film. And now they've got that entire game, that Game 7 of the 1960 World
Series. How did you know that?
That's a good fun fact.
Read about that.
That is good.
That's like show prep, bro.
Well, that goes back a few years when that happened.
Seamaster hook you up with that? Why didn't he hook us up with that?
No.
Did you ever work with Bing?
We sang together quite a bit in the Catskills.
Oh, yeah, you did that Christmas.
In the Catskills, yeah. Yeah. But I had, I had the flu. I had trouble with my vocal cords. I sang a little bit better than him, a little deeper than he did. And I just decided, you know what? Sports journalism is for me. Why don't you go ahead and be the singer?
Oh, my God.
And so I sacrificed basically my own singing career.
Why don't
so
you sing along, could with hit Bing. It big. Sing along with Bing right now. Let's hear how it sounds.
Just like the ones.
Oh, my. I'm swooning.
See, we were quite a duet.
Yeah, there was harmony there.
It was Doug and Bing, we called it. Doug and Bing. And I said, okay, I'll drop. You be the guy. And, you know, the rest is history. He owned the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I'm still here at the age of 93.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is better.
This is not better. This is not better than anything.
Well, it's wonderful here because producer Joe is here. Look at Producer Joe, everybody. You love
hello,
Producer
Joe. Hello, Joe.
And also just walking in, Tony Lee is here, Doug.
Hello, Tony Lee, Doug.
Mike keeps pointing at her.
Yeah, he's a, yeah. He's
looks like that, he's got a new fan.
He's going like a hubba hubba.
Plowing, do you have the microphone to go talk to Mike real quickly just so I can kind of get an idea of where he is on this whole deal? Mike, have you had a chance to?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to hold on to that, Plowing? Thank you. Have you had a chance to meet Tony?
She just said hi to me.
Don't point at her. She's sitting right next to you. Don't point.
She got some more milk.
Okay.
Oh, mother of the Lord, Doug.
I want to know what's in
it. You know, Mike, you've been suspended. I hey, brought
Doug.
A portable suspension logule today just for moments like this.
Hey, Doug.
That was, yeah. You
know. I drink Starbucks coffee.
Why?
You might kiss my ass.
All right, put him down. Put him down.
Get the microphone away from him, Plowing. This Mike guy's Lee. Going rogue.
Isn't everyone glad they came out tonight?
Been suspended. Period of 2 days' time.
Tony, why don't you come on up? Let's talk it over. Doug, we got to get to the bottom of what's going on.
Okay. It's a historic night. Really.
It is a historic. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Lee. Let's give it up for Tony Lee. You can sit here. I don't know if you want to go with the headphones. I don't know if you want to go with... boy, you don't have small milk at all, brother.
Okay.
What the hell is that about? And I got to be honest,
nice
Mike.
Nice
that's a bad read, Mike. Unless you're just really used to, you know. Tony, good evening. And thank you for being here.
Hello.
Plowing, is the mic on? It is. All right, Tony.
Okay.
So it's great to see you here. We haven't been able to have you on the show for the last couple of months. What is going on in your life?
Well, I've like...
So you got to hold it closer.
Now, Doug, don't yell at her.
All right, sorry.
Okay, well, I've never been like a singer before, so I've never like held a microphone.
Okay, well, you're doing fine then.
Okay, so I just kind of fell off the face of Earth for a while.
What happened? What were you doing?
But I'm back. Sex Lewis is back.
Sex Lewis is back?
Does that mean... And this is the important question. Certainly we care about you, but we feel like it's half the equation. When you say Sex Lewis is back, does that mean you are back with Timberfake?
Wow, wow.
No, it does
wow.
not.
Well, then Sex Lewis can't be back.
Yes, because me and him are just...
Friends.
I don't know. I don't know what you are.
Platonic I'm not, friends.
I'm not blessed enough to be in the room when you guys are hanging out. Doug, I still feel like we can't hear.
Yeah, get that.
What about the
way,
headphones,
way
Plowing? We have two of our producers just sitting here.
Right.
One so damn high. I didn't even know. What about this? Maybe this will work.
All right. I am too. So
all right. You're high as well? Are you really?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
Doug, are we missing out on something?
I'm like super. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Who'd you get?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. All day.
So were you just out in your car getting high or did you come in?
Oh, yeah.
In? Really?
Outside in the parking lot.
You make no bones about it. It's illegal.
No, it's going to be. No, it like cures some.
It's
like,
going to be.
Yes.
Well,
yes, it's a great
robbing
cure-all.
A bank may be legal someday, too. But
I know,
right
and
now,
I thought about that, too. So let's just.
Do you work?
Yes, of course.
And do you go to work
daily?
High? Yeah.
Oh, hi? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's well, it seems.
Can I ask you?
It's a new world.
It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune where they don't name the company, but they say what they do. What are you doing?
I'm a brand specialist.
Doug, a brand specialist.
Yeah, I'm a specialist for Michael Kors and Antonio Milani.
Wow, that's like fashion.
Yeah.
So you're a buyer or something? Or
no, I work for the buyer.
Gotcha. Okay. And now you've dumped this guy who sold the Dish Network.
Actually, I mean, he dumped me.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Oh, mother of the Lord again.
Why would he do such a thing?
Yeah, why would he do that?
He actually dumped me this morning.
Oh, my God. Doug.
Wow, the wounds are fresh.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Well, he moved to Texas.
And why did he move to Texas?
Boy, that's a dumping.
Well, he said that his job was more important than me.
Wow.
How sad.
Wow.
Can I ask you
sorry about this. Now, did you guys break up a lot, or is this like...
This is the second time. Like, we broke up like 6 months ago, and that's when the whole me and Timber fake happened.
So this is like... So you're not like a couple that fights and then breaks up, but in reality, it's like a little kid running away from home.
No.
And then you're back. No, this is like legit, you think?
It's like a legit. Like, yeah, when I get in a relationship, like, it's legit. Like, I don't go jumping from, you know, relationship to relationship. So... Yeah, like, it's kind of heartbreaking, but...
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
This might help, but there's a song that I think fits perfectly.
All right.
And it goes something like this. Where do broken hearts go when they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And what that means to me is...
Is that Whitney Houston?
Was that Whitney Houston?
I think so.
You try, and she was a wise woman before she got...
She is. She is.
Not
she's
that wise. Good singer. Not that wise.
Here, just in case you haven't heard it.
Can they find their way?
can't take it. It's too emotional now.
Anybody ever have a better voice than Whitney Houston?
I do.
You don't.
I think I do.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think Whitney's the best.
But do you understand the meaning of this? This means you tried it with the cable guy, mm-hmm. and it didn't work. So where does your broken heart go?
It's a great question.
It goes back to Timberfake. No. You know why? Because he loves you. Sure, he doesn't have a full-time job, but he loves you.
Well, see, that's the thing is, like, I like Timberfake as a friend.
Oh, no.
He'll be crushed to hear that.
Well, no, because, like, I mean, I like it. Like, we can still have fun. Like, I mean, we, you know,
but so, like, fun, you mean, like digital play, then?
Ah!
What's digital play?
Check, please.
Danny Packer's got your check.
What's...
So you guys have never hooked up?
Who?
Talking about Timberfake.
Oh, like,
this is why you shouldn't smoke so much.
No, like, in the past...
Well,
you dated.
Yeah, like four times. That's okay. It, though.
So, but what about within the last, like, 6 months?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
God, I'm trying to see if I can pick up a read on you
Does
right now.
Does he know that you broke up today?
Oh, unpredictable.
Is he aware of this, that you broke up today? Because this will be big news for him.
Oh, yeah, probably.
He knows.
Probably.
Now, why do you say probably?
Mm-hmm. Tim probably told him.
Well, we're not in daily contact with him.
As the cat knows, I have all this leisure time.
I said,
hey, Timberfake, you got a minute? I've got some dish.
You got to hear this.
Yeah, I know. You told me earlier today, and I truly, for real, feel terribly for you, but I always have felt like, from what I hear tell, that you could be in a better situation. For real. And I'm actually being 100% serious here.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're right.
So I hope that you will be able to get over the whole thing. And you and Timberfake seem like you were a pretty good couple.
Well, see, that's fine. Like, because we are, like, good together. Like, we're funny and fun and have a lot of fun.
But I think he is, like, looking at it in a different way than being in the friend zone.
Because he's in love land. Like, he's head over heels in love.
With you?
Yeah.
Does he fall in love easy? Like, Does that boy fall in love easy?
He yells, like, I love Tony Lee in concerts. Like,
you know. Do you think that if Timberfake were able to defend the strap and beat Ryan Kelly, that you may be able to fall back in love with him?
Wow.
Defend the strap? Does that mean take the strap?
The title.
The title.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
No.
I don't think she was talking. Were you making a reference to a strap on? Because if you were, that's great.
No.
Yeah, like strap. Does he like? Does he take the strap?
Praise God from whom
this is your brain on drugs.
Are you singing?
Praise Him, all creatures here below. Now let's have a reset.
You are listening to Ryan Kelly, Morning After, on the all new 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Post Sports Bar and Grill in Creve Coeur. Isn't it wonderful to be here? Mike, it's wonderful to be here. He wants her.
Easy.
Hey, you done messed up calling these little milks.
Yeah, they're not, though. Doug, what do you think? I would say 34D.
No, they're like a B.
But a heavy B, depending on the time of the month, girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? No, that's the way it works. I'm telling you, that's the way that it works.
Blues in action tonight.
Hey, Timmy.
You can't say that.
The plowing is like the voice of God. Where is he?
Big Al had me come over here to give him the mic, so
perfect.
He has something to say to
Doug. This will be
Tony.
Something we'll be happy about.
I'm announcing the third fight with me and Timberfake because I just want to say you can do a hell of a lot better than
Wow.
Okay, Al. Hands off the guest.
There he is wearing his. Is that tempting?
I didn't really get it. I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, well, a lot of us don't get what goes on here.
The third fight, I just didn't get that.
Well, he fought producer Joe. Producer Joe happens to be here. It's not something he probably wants to discuss.
We're talking boxing, though, Tony.
But when he says he beat him up, though, he didn't beat him up.
So
no,
you've seen the fight.
Boxing.
Were you there?
No, of course
not. So you just watched the footage.
I watched the video, and it was pretty bad. Like, because I was a ring girl for Shamrock, and I've seen, like, actually, like, fights.
Right.
Like, professional.
And what are you trying to say?
Like,
it seems like you're trying to say something.
Are you mocking our operation here?
No, I'm saying just the fighters, no offense, producer Joe, were not that, like, strong. Like, there was no blood or nothing. Like, oh, my God. Like, right.
I disagree.
Right. Yeah, I want that on the record.
I disagree. Yeah. These guys put their hearts and their souls into the training.
Amen.
And they both got spirit
wins. I mean, they're eating
bananas
in the videos and stuff.
They were eating bananas
in
the videos?
Well, Timberfake, like, was taking, like, chomps out of bananas.
Oh,
like,
he was just practicing deep throating.
Ah!
Okay, that makes sense.
So he.
Do you work bluer when we go on remote?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm in my comfort zone when I'm in a tavern, Doug, or a watering hole.
Yeah, you don't seem to be holding back too much.
But he won, and I think that was only 4 or 5 years ago.
Probably so.
So now he's going to fight Ryan Kelly.
What was he, like 30 then?
Oh, wow. Man, you just took a shot.
I know. It was a joke, though.
Because you're a young lass.
26.
That's a young lass. That's a young lass. I mean, in comparison to us, there's not a soul up here under the age of 40.
Oh,
as hard
Andy.
As that may be to believe.
Andy Hanselman. Well, I'm talking about this.
Andy's like, at your service.
But Timberface getting back in the squared circle against Ryan Kelly the night before the Super Bowl, sister. He is going to get in there against Ryan Kelly. And if he wins that bout, he wants to defend the strap again. If he beats Ryan Kelly, would that potentially win your heart back?
Now, I asked this question 17 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See if we get a different answer.
Absolutely not.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that, woman?
Why do you think I'm so mean, Kat?
Well,
clip that off.
First of all, I like Timberfake. I feel that Timberfake 2.0 is a different guy than the original guy.
He is.
He's more locked in. He's better with finesse. He's not as blunt. And I think you two belong together. Mm. And I feel like if he is able to climb that mountain that is Ryan Kelly, no dirty jokes, Tim. I know you're working blue.
No,
but if he's able to defend that belt, I think he deserves a second chance from the love of his life, and that is you, little missy.
Plowing, it seems like you wanted to add something.
Do you want to?
Oh, no, I thought that laugh was funny, sorry.
It was your laugh.
No, that was, I heard somebody. Her laugh, which made me laugh.
Oh,
no, that was
laugh?
Your laugh. That was your laugh.
Oh, okay.
Well, Tony, now that you're once again one of the more eligible bachelorettes in all of St. Louis, what are you looking for in a gentleman caller?
There
are a lot of choices here. Oh, you're going to go on The Bachelorette?
I think, I want to sign up for it.
Wow.
I think, I'm perfect for it. If I had bigger milks, right?
Okay, stop that.
Okay, Mike, he points at you, exactly.
He made me self-conscious.
He has a question. Mike Lee has a question.
Plowing, can
go.
You... Here we go. This will be good.
This is going to be rude.
Hey, Jim, hey.
Yeah.
Last time you told me about you want me to be there because Tim Baker and me fight... Ryan Kelly.
Sure.
You say you want Timberfake want me to be there.
Yes, he does want you to be there. I think he wants you to be in his entourage that lead him to the ring.
Yeah, hold his hand probably. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shot. I think that was
no.
Wow.
It was
again.
An idea. A perfect idea.
I still like you though. I want to know, can I get big hug?
Oh, come on, Mike.
Oh, man.
Hands off the guest.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hands off
this.
The guest.
Well, yeah, that attorney that you have on retainer.
Thompson Coburn's always ready to go. Here it is. I'm sure Swope is getting
okay, careful.
Wow.
Okay, I don't think careful. I want to see this.
I saw how he leaned in. I saw the angle he leaned in. And it reminded me, you know what it reminded me of, Doug? Right after the Ursuline sophomore dance in 90, was it 92?
I don't know the date.
The same angle I went in.
You did the same thing. And how'd you do?
Exact same angle.
You get about the same result?
No, because there was digital play. Well, you ask questions, then I give you answers. You get mad about it.
What's digital play?
Jeez.
Clip that off. Plowing, clip that off.
I don't know.
So you are looking for what? Now, you want to go on The Bachelorette, I understand. But what are you looking for in a gentleman caller?
Gentleman caller, right. Yeah. Someone might come a-courting.
Gentleman caller.
That's
what are you looking for?
A guy who wants to date you.
And for those that aren't familiar with the phraseology, that is from the Glass Menagerie, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe
Tennessee
Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for somebody who's nice. I'm actually not looking, you know.
You're not looking.
Because I've been there, done that. I'm done with guys for now.
You're going gay.
Lesbian?
Same thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, lesbian sounds more better.
Okay.
Don't you think?
So you're interested in women?
No, unless I have some fireball inside of me.
Wow. Again, Doug. Unless she has some fireball inside of
her. Well, you would probably supply the fireball.
Wouldn't I would be happy to if that would lead to lesbianism. You're damn right I would.
It makes your synapse fire.
Is it my wife? Wow, again.
Wow,
Doug, your eyes even opened up on that one.
Well... Just take some pictures if you don't mind.
Oh, my
really?
God, Doug.
For a friend. Not for me. No.
I'm even taken aback.
That's what Seymour was whispering.
Doug, we got to take a picture because I'm making you my profile picture tonight.
Oh, wow.
You want me in your profile picture
tonight? Yeah, me
tonight?
And you.
That would attract a lot of guys.
I know. Sure. I know, don't you think?
So, but what are you looking for? I mean, you know, I mean, Mike's here. Do you like a guy dressing up as Bruce Lee? Is that a turn on?
Is that Bruce Lee's outfit?
I believe it is. No. Not necessarily the one he wore.
I thought it was like a car dummy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I could see that. No, yeah. This is a Bruce Lee thing. That's what he's
Oh, okay. I thought he was like
wearing
a car dummy.
Right. And he's yelling at you again. He wants to go in for... I don't know where Hannah is. I think she's on her way. But you have Tony here, and she's lovely. You want to dance with Hannah?
Okay.
How about a quick dance with Doug? Will that hold you over?
Oh, now she's pointing. Doug, I
now
mean,
you're taunting the
I
guest,
can't be
Mike.
I'm your second option, Mike. I'm not your second option, okay?
Yeah, you're only like first choice rude. Only.
Yeah.
So what do you look for? What do you look for in a guy, though? Because Timberfake, he's not like an overpowering physical specimen.
Mm-mm.
So...
What now you're piling on the poor guy.
No, I'm not an overpowering physical specimen. Hell, he weighs like 10 pounds less than I do.
Did you enter the squared circle and win the strap?
No, I didn't, and he has heavy hands.
He has heavy hands.
What I'm saying is some guys like really tall guys. Some guys like muscular guys.
And I normally like tall.
You like tall, but Timberfake is a smaller gentleman.
He's scrawny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I first met him, I was drunk.
Right.
So the whole... thing that you guys all called me out on, I was drunk.
The Ameristar event. Did that happen?
No, absolutely not, but I was drunk.
I think you're lying there. I got to tell you, I noticed the way you looked away, and I got a three bet you there. I think you're bluffing.
You know,
I think something happened at Ameristar, Doug.
Oh, I dropped him off at Ameristar parking lot.
But he claimed that you guys engaged in coitus in the parking lot of Ameristar.
Yeah, because he tried, like, kissing me and stuff in the parking lot.
But nothing happened.
Mm-mm. Well... No,
I just got to tell you, every time I ask you that, you look up and to the left. I just want to tell you that.
Oh, because Patrick Berglund's on TV.
You like Patrick Berglund?
That's a yes. You can go ahead and admit that.
I don't really know.
Absolutely
Plowing,
not.
What's going on? Do you have a read on the situation? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plowing.
I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm just hanging out.
Can we do some audience involvement?
Right.
I would like to know, of the folks in here, who would like to see this woman back with Timberfake where she belongs? Show of hands, please.
Couple.
But a lot of people don't like Timberfake. You're aware of that, Tony.
Who thinks she belongs with Mike Lee? Round of applause.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Good job, Mike.
And who thinks she belongs with the Plowing? It's like we ought to put you guys out for a date. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have the Inside SEO
News
team
thing.
Video that.
And which gentleman in here would like to dance with Doug tonight?
All right, knock it off. Figured you'd go gay.
That's the most popular. That was the most popular response.
Yep. It was.
Well, Tony, I hope that... Well, I'd like to see you and Timberfake back together,
me
honestly.
Too.
But if the alternative is lesbianism, I'm going to vote for that.
Well,
so
no.
Those are my choices... I will always choose lesbianism. That's it. That's on my business card.
Yeah. Really?
It is.
I like it.
Yeah. Or to not give it a second thought and just move on about your business is always a good option.
Right, right.
Well, like, I'm just going to work on myself, and, you know, if whatever's meant to be will happen.
Wow.
You know?
Doug's so spiritual.
Well,
it's
it
so
just
zen.
Happened. This all just happened today.
I know.
She needs some time to think
and
about it.
And if I wanted Timberfake, like, I would have been with Timberfake, you know?
You know? But you had the dish guy, though.
Dish boy, yeah. But he totally, like, was...
If he comes back to St. Louis and wants you back, would you take him back?
No, because he's not coming back. And I've come to realize that we've kind of like grew apart and we just don't get along anymore.
Sex not that good anymore?
No, it's not that.
Wow.
She's looking beyond that,
Tim. That's the only reason why I'm sad.
Wow, again. You're really bringing the heat tonight. And there's like applause coming in as you say this from the audience.
She keeps hitting you.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting struck. How about these triceps? Pretty impressive,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, really.
Pretty impressive.
Yes,
okay, hands off Tim.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
All
right. Well, Tony, thank you for coming here, especially
yes,
on a
yes,
day
yes.
like today. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Lee, the wonderful Tony Lee.
Yay.
Here she is. Now eligible. And now the Plowhawk's applauding by tapping the mic.
Right, nice.
Well
like
done
that.
There, Plowhawk.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
There she is, Tony Lee, everybody.
Take him back because we love him.
We will continue to be here at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. She's talking it over with the Plowing, so maybe that is meant to be. We are at this pony of TMA Live. It's at the Post Sports Bar and Grill, Creve Coeur, with food and drink specials going on. Doug, have you had the cheesesteak yet?
I have not. I ordered some wings.
$5.90 the cheese. You're enjoying it, sir?
I should have.
Isn't it unbelievable? It's so good. It really is. That's what the Post is known for. And we are here at the Post. And then coming up at 9 o'clock on the program, we'll have Swope's Picks, the Ask Lawrence edition. And in the next segment, the wonderful producer Joe is going to join us. We're going to talk Sam Bradford, Jeff Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not girls have odors. We're just going to pick out girls in the audience and decide whether or not they have odors.
Oh, we're not doing that.
I think that'll be fun.
We're not.
So that's what we have coming up with producer Joe, who is here. First off, though, attention to all Fantasy Football League commissioners. It is time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With the new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play 1 week private contests with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day busts or worrying about your number one running back becoming a part of a running back by committee. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code QUARTERBACK and play for free with your first deposit. That's QUARTERBACK to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Mike Lee, Tony Lee, no relation, Andy Hanselman, the Sea Monster, Iggy, the Plowwing, Buck Swope, producer Joe. I mean, this the sack's here too, Doug.
Sure.
I mean, have you ever seen a star-studded roster?
He went on to Wall Street, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, investment banker.
Yep. He's living in Lower Manhattan now, making millions.
Came in just for this.
Just for this. We'll take a break. We will come back with the wonderful producer Joe. He will join us next on TMA Live. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Are you enjoying yourself? You're damn right you are. On 590 The Fan, KFNS. We'll be right back.